The Pied Piper of Hamelin by Robert Browning. Hamelin Towns in Brunswick by famous Hanover City. The River Weser, deep and wide, washes its wall on the southern side. A pleasanter spot you never spied. But when begins my ditty, almost 500 years ago, to see the townsfolk suffer so from vermin, what a pity! Rats! They fought the dogs and killed the cats, and bit the babies in the cradles, and ate the cheeses out of the vats, and licked the soup from the cook's own ladles, split open the kegs of salted sprats, made nests inside men's Sunday hats, and even spoiled the women's chats by drowning their speaking with shrieking and squeaking in 50 different sharps and flats. At last the people in a body to the town hall came flocking. "'Tis clear,' cried they, "'our mayor's a noddy, "'and as for our corporation, shocking, "'to think we buy gowns lined with ermine "'for dolts that can't or won't determine "'what's best to rid us of our vermin. "'Rouse up, sirs, give your brains a racking "'to find the remedy we're lacking, "'or sure as fate we'll send you packing.' "'At this the mayor and corporation "'quaked with a mighty consternation.' An hour they sat in council. At length the mayor broke silence. "'For a guilder I'd my ermine gown sell. "'I wish I were a mile hence. "'It's easy to bid one rack one's brain. "'I'm sure my poor head aches again. "'I've scratched it so, and all in vain. "'Oh, for a trap, a trap, a trap!' "'Just as he said this, what should hap "'at the chamber door but a gentle tap?' "'Bless us!' cried the mayor. "'What's that?' "'With the corporation, as he sat, looking, little though wondrous fat, "'nor brighter was his eye, nor moister, than a too-long-opened oyster, "'save when at noon his paunch grew mutinous for a plate of turtle, green and glutinous. "'Only a scraping of shoes on the mat, "'anything like the sound of a rat slakes my heart go pitter-pat. "'Come in!' the mayor cried, looking bigger.' And in did come the strangest figure. His queer long coat from heel to head was half of yellow and half of red, and he himself was tall and thin, with sharp blue eyes, each like a pin, and light loose hair, yet swarthy skin, no tuft on cheek nor beard on chin, but lips where smiles went out and in. There was no guessing his kith and kin, and nobody could enough admire the tall man and his quaint attire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?